Facebook Live is adding audio as a way that you could potentially do podcasts, do interviews, and all sorts of stuff. But guess what, folks? It's not going to happen for some time. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I'm here today with Shannon Ray Green. She's a fellow podcaster at USA Today. She is the co-host of I Tell My Husband the News. And Shannon, I basically want to fill you in on this and get your feedback and your reaction. Facebook is starting this with some authors and some media partners, which is the BBC, as a way to test it out. That's how they started Facebook Live for video as well. They started it with just like TV broadcasters and some celebrities. I think eventually, and Facebook says this, eventually they're going to open this up to the public. And if you don't feel like pulling out the video camera and having yourself on camera, you can use audio, use Facebook Live for audio. Right now, the only way to get your audio onto Facebook is basically to use SoundCloud, where you could do an embed. What do you think this does for the average consumer? Do you see, Shannon, them wanting to do live audio?
I think if people are interested in doing live video to talk to their friends and family and other people who follow them on Facebook, then I think it makes sense that audio is a viable option for them too. I don't see why not.
You know, if you want to do live podcasting from somewhere, then definitely. I think that's probably the best use. If I was at a trade show and I wanted to go live and just push it out there, that's a fantastic use, don't you think?
Yeah. It's funny to me because right now I'm listening to a fictional podcast called Life After that's been getting a lot of buzz. And part of the storyline that is completely fictional involves a social platform that is all people's recorded voices. And so I just think it's interesting that now Facebook is creating this option for people to be able to record their voices in the future. I know that you told me already that it can't happen right now, that you can record your voice and post it to your friends.
Right.
But it's so interesting to me because this whole social platform just exists to be able to hear your friends' voices and to just publish a recording for a bunch of people to hear as micro status updates.
Well, let's talk about live video for a second. My feed has just been overrun with everybody going live all the time. I watch it occasionally to see what they're doing and what the shot looks like. What about you? Are you watching any of the live?
I am watching the live, but I don't feel it's a sticky experience for me. Unless I'm really interested in what's going to happen at some point in the future, I don't feel that I stay more than a few minutes.
Right. The best uses of live for me so far are by the pros when PBS goes live at an event or another network goes live at an event, then you turn it on, just like you do with television. The odds of somebody wanting to see me live because I'm live versus recorded where I'm going to do a better job and have a better take and the camera work is going to be better, I just think is remote. So I'm skeptical about how big the live thing can be for the consumers.
I agree.
Okay. Live audio should be coming to a Facebook news feed near you that you can use, hopefully, sometime next year. That's what Facebook says. Let's close off. You know, Shannon, you are so good at urging everybody to do reviews of I Tell My Husband the News. Why don't I give you the floor and tell everybody about giving reviews for Talking Tech? What do you say?
Yes. If you enjoy this show, do Jefferson Graham a real solid and post a review about it. Post about why it fits into your routine, because that way more people will find the show. And that's what keeps us in business. So thank you for being willing to make the time to write a review. It's very appreciated. And go ahead and do it right now.
And don't forget to subscribe to both Talking Tech and I Tell My Husband the News on iTunes and Stitcher. Have a great holiday season, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.